Yorgos Hatton, present, in service, unto the one source of light, which is all source. In this place, we are a bit at a loss as to how to bring current information into your attention. Much very valid current editorials are sent to us. Our effort was to respond to letters with as much personal input as possible, although I repeat to you once, please do not ask us for personal input to be responded to via this placement. Our mission in this place is to bring knowledge which is suitable unto the multitudes. And if Aunt Minnie cannot find her spectacles and precious ones, I understand the reason that you would write with such inquiries. And it is fine if you write to me with those types of perceived prayers, if you will, but I shall decline to answer them via this mode of communication. We have very precious ones who are completely involved in their life as it circulates around their beings. Some of these ones are in their shadow years, as you count, in their 80s. And I honor them and I respect them as the elders having grown into these shaded years. The years of change have been very difficult for these beings, for they have watched the world descend from respect of elders into total disrespect of all things, all property, and all people. Ones will fight out toward the ones who are oppressing or taunting. I can only remind you once that God answers all prayers, and perhaps your perceived enemy is also praying for God to solve his problem. Wisdom and justice are always from two varying directions. What is right for one will not be presumed right for another. These are physical, earthly, conscious quarrels. God is about your soul progression. And if you're harboring hate, then you're not harboring God. But for elderly ones who cannot remember from day to day even what was their quarrel, I just can honor them, give them respect, and ask them to seek God and find peace and solace if possible. Know that the petitions are heard, and as we can find time, we will respond, because these are very precious, very beloved beings. Please be patient with us as we grope through the time restraints of the physical dimension. Another situation that has come to bury us in paperwork are the myriads of inquiries regarding certain elements of that which we have written, but more specifically, writings from other placements asking for thorough comment. As in this example, I have a note sent to one of our people in this location, and it is appended to a very good presentation which was published in Australia. And let me just quote it. Dear X, this data comes through via fax from Australia on April 14th from one of my contacts down there. Try to find out what Tatton will come up with concerning this matter. I've said for years that nature would intercede and never allow these culprits to take over the planet. I will call you in about a week. When I return, I am going down to explore a bit of Mexico. Regards, R. I have great frustration from my scribe. The first response is that, well, but X should know the validity of this information because it is all expressed in the Pleiades connections. And in prior journals, even before the Pleiades connections, regarding our connections, this Earth connection with Pleiades. And our own person should be privy to that information and not have to require that Hatton speak on the subject, because it will be repetition, with the exception of dated material. Hatton never gives dated material. I will give you generalities. I will give you what is projected by others, and sometimes, or maybe not, may comment about it. Because as you are moving into these latter days of experience on the planet, you will find that many, many prophecies and projections from the past are coming into integration now. I don't want to speak on whether or not a channel or speaker is valid or invalid. Only on information. And our effort is to give you whole truth, whole cloth from which to cut your garment, so that when it is finished, it has all of its parts, and not a missing collar or not a missing arm hole. I have no way to update journals except through these messages. And therefore, we will be making more and more audio tapes, which will also be transcribed for your use. And you will have to upgrade those journals. Without that prior information, you are not going to understand it still. For instance, this particular document in point is extremely valid, extremely important, and it regards the photon belt. If you have not read the Pleiades connections and understand electricity, light, and its function, and its projection, you have nothing upon which to base information of an educational nature regarding this story, no matter what I tell you. Because to lay a foundation, I would have to repeat what is in some seven journals to allow you to understand that, for instance, there is only one kind of electricity, one kind of light functioning in two capacities. There is not a positive electricity and a negative electricity. And if one writes a story under these assumptions, the conclusion may even be correct, but the information is erroneous. I can only ask you to go back and get that information. Else much of the current information is going to be very frightening to you. And this is a very, very good example. Because it's going to put into your vernacular and your perspective basically what I have been talking about a brilliant light which will blind, and then followed by darkness which will come with the appearance of the entire heavens falling. if you have not understood and studied carefully that which was given in the Pleiades connection by Pleiades contacts before this, because we are your elder brothers. We are from whence will come the information. We are efforting to give you explicit instructions and pulling these final prophecies into some reasonable mold of your ability to comprehend them. Because this one is so very important, I'm going to take it bit by bit, and then we will be able to discuss it. I'm not going to take the time required to go into, now I'm going to quote and now I'm going to speak and etc. We're going to just handle this as a general dissertation, please. The studies have shown that your solar system is about to enter a cosmic cloud. This is a part of a 12,000 year cycle, or so man on Earth is projecting. Now, there was an article written in approximately 1981 that was very thoroughly and well documented. This came out of Australia, and we honor those ones. For one thing, they have had the Aborigines of that nation, Australia, to come out of their dream time expecting the cycle to end, and now know that the new cycle has begun, and they are in this period of what you can call a null or a void, awaiting the unfoldment of these times. I have told you over and over that these Aboriginal people, the human people as given the name by God, have ended this dream time. Their calendars ended on the 17th of August, 1987 in your counting. That is why we number and label the writings on a daily basis, this being your year five. The 12,000 year cycle is a bit off. We have labeled the progression of time and consciousness levels of man on the planet in two or three places in the Pleiades connection. So I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to go greatly into this null time or when the system rests. But it will be mentioned here, and therefore I must mention it. All over your world, people are grasping and reaching out for these little bits and pieces of knowledge, of enlightenment. You hope for the future and the future of your children in a world of growing degradation is uppermost. The prophets of doom, of which, brothers, I am not one. If anything, if you must label me a prophet, call me a prophet of hope and fulfillment. I do not come with doom. I come with your way off there, or a new resurgence of lighted knowledge on your place. Those prophets of doom, as you want to call them, preach physical horror and annihilation. Well, precious ones, it depends on which side of the coin you are in service or in serving. If your service and balance is unto the lighted God, you will be moving back into following those guidelines given to you for harmony and balance on your planet. If you are not moving in that direction, but continue to demand that which is of totally the physical plane in greed and lust, and misbehaviors or breaking the laws of God, you're in trouble, and it is doomsville. They're telling you truth. This is one of the darkest planets in the universe, and it's one of the most beautiful planets in the universe. But you go farther away from the truth and teachings of God of light, and go more and more into the clutches of doom, as a matter of fact. And all of the rebuttal, all of the disagreement that you might feel about it, actually has little impact on the physical changes unless you take action and move back with that pendulum swinging unto the light. Because as you are going, you are headed for that destructive pause at the end of the pendulum swing, at the end of the cycle. It will either come back into light or it will end in devastation so that you can begin again. I don't know how better to explain it than to say it's like a great, great vortex. It's everything in your universe is a cycle, a circle, a spiral. And this one that you're in is a great vacuum or a great sucking spiral. And it's leading ever downward into blackness and despair for you, the people. You are clutching at straws, and the straws are sinking. Because of the lies and the facade thrust upon you, the freedoms have been removed, while the politicians and the elite, anti-God people, have taken control. If you just stop and look, you can see the light at the top, and you can grasp and take our hand, and together we can come up out of that despair. Precious ones, the truth sometimes is so simple that you miss it. It's right in front of you, and yet you end up not seeing it. Or if in seeing it, it is so overwhelming, are so blatant that you choose to ignore it. And in ignoring it, you must then look and try to find a much more complicated answer to things. And yet God is simplicity. Open, completely open. Only mystery and mysterious, because you have not yet understood all. But there is nothing mystical related to God, nothing hidden, nothing intentionally kept secret from you, just elusive to you until you can grasp understanding. But the answer's there right in front of you all the time, staring you directly in the eyes, right in the face, and it's your passport out of this vortex. And unless you get out of this vortex, you cannot move into a more positive future. That is gained through experience and learning. Now we have to go back at some of the most fundamental thought processes, which are completely outlined with diagrams and in total in the Pleiades connection by Germain. You're going to have to start with a little atom and those cute little electrons that run around it. I'm not even going to go into gravity, etc., and how a substance seeks its own density. Because if you have not studied that, it isn't going to make sense to you anyway. So I'm going to just push right on by this and let you know that the entire subject lies in that one little atom. Dr. David Anderson, I believe his name was Carl David Anderson, did some very insightful writing in the early 1930s, and that material is still very valid. He has not really grasped the truth of there only being one pulsed wave action, and he chooses to still call things by a bit of an erroneous label. For instance, when he discovered anti-electrons, as he calls it, positrons, he gave them names according to what he perceived in his discoveries. And they're all right for the purpose of this kind of a discussion, because where we will go is to the photon, to light. So the little errors in the statement are not massive enough to require great instructions, because that has already been given and you can find it in diagrams. But this man discovered a little particle, a little element, a little being that was somehow in his acceptance an anti-electron. And he chose to call it a positron. As you moved on then in advanced technology, you moved into the 1950s, and with that kind of information to back it up, a couple of other particles were discovered, and those were labeled antiproton and antineutron. Well, they perceive that when an antiparticle is formed, it comes into existence in a universe of ordinary particles, and it is only a matter of time, in fractions of a second, before it's going to meet and collide with an electron. Now, these things cannot be new, can they? Only the quote finding of these things is different, because within the laws of the universe, those laws of physics, universal physics, these are always present. So they didn't just happen in the 1930s and the 1950s. So it means they are either reintroduced into your environment after having somehow been removed, or they were always there and you just didn't know it. And that's what higher education and knowing is about: the unveiling of the mysteries. Well, these charges cancel each other in the laboratory. And when they do that, the total mass of the pair is then converted into energy in the form of photons. And now we have at least a bit of an assumption upon which you can visualize this. You have now had these two particles come into contact, merge, and basically become a converted form, which we'll call a photon. And, of course, what you actually now hold is the unprecedented, powerful source of energy, the thing that controls your planet is energy. and the ones who can control the energy utilized by you, the masses, control the world. That is the elite, bankers. They are not your friends, they are your enemy. Obviously, the planet cannot continue in its abuse. It's damaged. The logical, balanced approach to energy is through these photons, light. I'm not even going to consider whether or not light is a source of heat or cold. Light is. Light is the source of all things. God is light. But let's talk about a band of energy. By speaking on a band, I call it a binding or a thing, a group, a belt, if you will. And this belt, this photon belt or band, was discovered in your place, in outer space, in the early 60s. Now I'm talking about 1960. Well, where was it before that? And why had not you found it? Because you once lived in this narrow little world of lies. It was not that it was not there and that it was not coming up in your perceived future at some point, because that would be a logical sequence of this spiraling illusion in which you are acting out your experiences. But at any rate, let us just go with the story and say in 1961 it was discovered. Well, they get around telling you what they want you to believe by saying it was through means of one of your satellites. That instruments got out there and you could measure these things, and there's no point in arguing it. It's good enough. It's there. It most certainly is there. Well, what in the world would this have to do with Pleiades, other than possibly information having come through in this manner of communication? Well, it has a lot to do with Pleiades, and I would ask that you listen up here. Pleiades is called the Seven Sisters by ones on your planet, by the ancients. It's recognized as the Wee Dipper, or always the Seven Sisters, by any language. It's an estimated, and this man has estimated it as 400 light years away from Earth. That is incorrect. It is a little over 500 light years from planet Earth. And that really is quite a remarkable difference in accuracy. This little group of stars, which is not little at all, but only in your perception, forms the basis of mythology in many, many of your countries that once ruled your world, were the highest in knowledge in your world. In Greece, for instance, the Seven Sisters were all integrated with the Greek gods, completely utilized in the mythology of the Australian Aborigines in their dream time, and in the ancient Chinese mythology. The books are filled with the association with the Seven Sisters constellation. One's made a special study of the Pleiades, for instance. Years ago, one by the name of Sola was an outstanding researcher into that particular constellation.